Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Saints Hour. Mike Hoss now being joined by Jeff Ireland, the Vice President, Assistant General Manager of College Personnel. And it's a large organization, Jeff, and a lot of people doing different things. Michael Parenton's group doing certain things, and your group of college scouts. Very busy time for you guys. You're out of town now. Tell me where you are and what you're doing.
Well, I'm in Indy, Indianapolis, and every year we have a kind of a fall meeting. We have several meetings with this group. It's National Football Scouting, and we're here listening to presentations of the Combine Scouts and their evaluations of players that they saw this last fall. Just making sure we've dotted all our I's and crossed all our T's, and it's just another view of character and evaluation.
The five-game situation slide that this team is on is unprecedented in the Sean Payton era. But if you look at the people that's in personnel and the people that are in administration, yourself, a lot of them former players. I mean, losing is losing, and it's tough to swallow throughout that whole building, correct?
Oh, yeah. Losing is not what we've got in this business to do. That's for sure. There's a lot of highly competitive people in our building, and this is not an easy thing to swallow. That's right.
I've always appreciated how this organization handles. There's never an excuse, anything like that. But to me, when I think about this season, that's far from over. Is that I've asked the question to Coach Payton, who's going to be your emergency third quarterback? And I've asked that question more than once, right? Now, that seems like a bizarre – that, to me, kind of entails kind of what this season has been, challenge after challenge after challenge.
Hey, well, look, it's this next man up, mentality around football. You never know when you're going to hit with a rash of injuries. Nobody ever wants to think about it. Unfortunately, you have to prepare for it. Everything in football, that nine things happen that you wish didn't before 9 o'clock in the morning. And this is one of those years that, you have to be ready for the unexpected. And injuries are something that we do expect. But we didn't think it would be in this rash of a decision or a situation.
So I talked at the top about this being a very busy time, and it is, I would imagine, because you got the bowls coming up, so you have some players not playing in bowls. You'll have some players go ahead and announcing they're coming out. How does your staff follow that? Is that through agents? Is it social media? Is it a little bit of both? I mean, that must be an important, because a guy maybe you were looking at or weren't looking at, and all of a sudden he goes, man, I'm coming out, and changes the ball game.
We go where we can, and we evaluate the players that are playing football. The more you play, the better evaluation you get. It tells us a lot about players when they decide to play in a bowl game for their teammates and for their school. So we're looking for that kind of character and that kind of guy that wants to build a culture with his teammates.
So how does it roughly? I mean, I think there's like 44 bowls. It's crazy. Is there a schedule of, okay, this scout's checking out bowl here, and you're looking at maybe his top whatever five players? Are you going to, the as many bowls as you can get to, or is it really just about, look, I need to find these 10 guys, so to speak?
We'll decide that here at this meeting, just with me and some of my staff here, and It's really just kind of going after players that maybe we need a little bit of a further look on. You know, maybe we have a big split in grades. Maybe we need to, you know, we weren't allowed in the building. There's certain schools that wouldn't allow us in the building, you know, at their facility. But now we can go to a bowl practice and get to see them a little bit up close, more impersonal. And so there's a lot of different reasons why we may go see a bowl game. But there's also the bowl practice. You know, there's and when they get to a host city, we can go to the bowl practice and visit with the coaches and see the kids. You know, maybe get to see them in shorts and T-shirts, which is always a, you know, a good thing. And, you know, but there's always different kinds of exposures that you can, you know, get to, whether it be bowl practices or bowl games.
Is that just as valuable in your world, a bowl practice and a good conversation with the, you know, assistant coach who deals most with that young man than just watching TV?
Yeah, Mike. It's, in some cases, it's more valuable because you get an opportunity to visit with the coach and maybe a couple of different coaches or people or support staff that know the player, and maybe we didn't have that information yet. But you know, the evaluations that we write up is about playing the game. So you know, playing the game is actually you know, probably more valuable. But in certain cases, you know, you're just gathering all the information. You're gathering the pieces to the puzzle, and you're putting the pieces in the puzzle where they fit. And, you know, there are just a lot of moving parts, you know, in evaluation, and we try to put in, you know, as many pieces as we can.
Need to step aside. We'll be back with Jeff Ireland, the vice president, assistant to Mickey Loomis, general manager of college personnel, after a quick break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Saints Hour. Mike Hoss along with Jeff Ireland, Vice President, Assistant to the General Manager, College Scouting. Very busy time, and even more so for you. Because as on top of everything else, which is good, the Baylor Bears are coming to town. You're a former Baylor Bear kicker. And so I imagine your phone got a little busy the other day.
It did. Actually, I actually went to the game. That was one of the games I went and scouted.
Now you can't assign yourself that on your own game, man. Come on.
Sure you can. I'm a vice president of scouting. I did it. I was a big fan at the game, but I was also there on an official business. But it was great to be there supporting the alma mater and super stoked they're coming to town. So looking forward to them having, you know, a lot of guys reached out trying to, a lot of alumni trying to buy suites. So I've been passing along. I should get
commission?
A percentage of a commission on that.
I say that quickly because I had lunch yesterday with Deuce McAllister, and he, from Ole Miss, of course, same thing. And he's like, you know, it's just all these people, all former players and you know, looking for suites and tickets. And he said, we said the same thing. Man, you should get a commission. And he goes, well, I don't know if I get that from my former players, you know, the guys I play with. I think that might be tough.
Right. Me and Deuce need to have a little friendly wager. On
yeah, some, I like
some,
that.
Some gumbo or something.
Yeah, I like that. And it's a so that's the first, and then it's Carolina the next day. So it'll be a wacky couple of days for you.
Yeah, sure will. But look, that's what we're in the business to do, and. You know, my wife tells me all the time, they pay you to watch football. Are you kidding me?
So, she's been buying it all these years.
Yeah. But no, that'd be a good weekend. I look forward to it.
And coming up later in February, something that we hope that you're not involved in, or somebody has to be involved, and that's the Senior Bowl. And I've been around this game for, you know, since its inception, since I've been in New Orleans. It's February 5th, the game is. It's really the week of practice that is so crucial. The Super Bowl is February 13th, the following week. So how do you kind of plan? Do you just wait till the regular season ends, see where everything is, and then what you how you staff that, how you look at that?
Actually, no. I mean, I've been at a meeting yesterday or last week, actually, going over all the bowl practices and bowl weeks and who's being assigned to certain games and, you know, looking at the rosters, looking at the schedules to make sure that we have people there to interview the players, interview the guys that we need to get information on. We're trying to get that person-to-person feeling and get some true, you know, just some education on the player because a lot of times we haven't talked to these kids until now. And so, but the Senior Bowl is a big part of our process. Jim Nagy does a fantastic job of organizing the event. It's now being played at South Alabama and there's a brand new stadium there. So it's, you know, give us a little bit more access to the players. It's you know, last year was COVID stricken, and so that was a different process. And now we're kind of back to we've actually kept some of the protocols that we've had in place from an interview standpoint and changed up a little bit. So we're still learning a little bit more about what those protocols are. But it's a very important week. It's a week that we get a chance to talk to these kids and learn a little bit more about them.
It is now the Reese's Senior Bowl. Ian Book played last year. Did that week impact you guys at all, whether in practice, game, or was that decision already made, or did it solidify it?
No, that was a big part of the process. Matter of fact, I remember sitting up there watching just a team. It was a red zone drills, and I'm just comparing him to some other players at his position and how they went three and out and weren't able to move the ball, but yet Ian was like, pop, 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 you know, just making completion after completion after completion, and moves his team into the end zone three or four drives, you know, just in this one particular practice. And I was really impressed at how he, you know, processed the information that the defense was giving him. And then just, you know, not really worrying about the big shot, but just working the ball down the field, making first downs, and ultimately getting the ball in the end zone. And I was really impressed with him at that bowl game.
Earlier in the show, we had Cam Jordan on, and the COVID situation is what it is. I mean, you have to play that out throughout the week. It's just unfortunate. I mean, it's just so unfortunate. But the news of the day is that he's nominated by the team for the Walter Payton Award, the Man of the Year. He's such a character, and he's done so well on the field. We don't talk as much about off the field, but overall, I mean, since you've known this young man, he's one of the toughest interviews because he's interviewing you, like he's running a show, but he's just a kind of character person that this team has always desired on and off the field.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, Cam is highly intelligent.
Yes.
Very, very witty. He knows exactly what he's trying to get from you, even though you're asking the question. You know, he's gonna dominate that conversation one way or the other, and this is just to show you how smart he is. But what a character. He never has a frown on his face. He's always upbeat. He's always ready to play. He's always ready to practice. He's tough as nails. You can't hurt him with an axe. You know, he's just one of those guys that he deserves this honor, you know, as much as anybody. We have so many great guys on our football team, but Cam is so deserving of this honor, and hopefully he wins the whole award.
Yeah, get the Walter Payton, exactly. He was up for it in 2017. He was the man of the year for the team in 2017, and then up for the – which makes you eligible. And that is – and this will be the last thing. That is the unfortunate thing. The guy's tough as nails. You can hit him with a baseball bat and he'll play 172 straight games. And, you know, this is what's going to kind of – well, maybe not, but this could possibly end the streak. That would just be tough. Well, I know it's going to be an enormously busy time. I appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us. Best of luck as you visit the bowls, and best of luck. I'll put you and Deuce together and set up get that little wager set up.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, thank you, Jeff. And coming up next on the Saints Hour, former Saints special teams coach Mike Westhoff. He spent several years with the same job with the New York Jets, so we'll talk to him next here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.